There is a hymn in the Liturgy of the Hours, the prayer that on the day of my diaconate ordination, I promised to pray each day on behalf of the entire Christian people, that always gets to me, especially in the second and third verses. And these verses read, God to man entrusted life as gift and aim. Sin became our prison, turning hope to shame. Man against his brother lifted hand and sword, and the Father's pleading went unseen, unheard. Then, in time, our Maker chose to intervene, set his love in person, in the human scene. Jesus broke the circle of repeated sin, so that man's devotion newly might begin. Set his love in person. Those two little words, in person, have perhaps never meant more to us than they do this year. How astoundingly beautiful that God would not settle for less than in person. Because, you see, we know now what it means to not be able to be in person. To not be able to have that deepest connection of having a person in their totality in front of us. I mean, we do our best with what we have. Virtual, over the phone, emails, letters, but none of it quite compares to having right in front of you, body and blood, soul and spirit, the person that you love. And so, even though we understand very well that yearning to have the person that we love close to us, maybe we're even thinking of people, family members, friends that we haven't seen for weeks, months, even years. The astounding thing is that God's yearning for us is infinitely greater. And that he didn't settle. He didn't settle for anything less than in person. No. In fact, he left his fingerprints all over creation, right? We could all reach God just by reflecting on the wonders and marvels of creation. And that's, in fact, how people have been doing it all over the world. Every single religion is people seeing that there must be something more and reaching out to that something more. Christmas is that something more is a someone more who reaches back down to us. Because he didn't settle for just leaving signs in creation that would lead us back to the Creator. No, he went a little bit further. And instead, he actually put a message into the mouth of prophets. He started a relationship with the people of Israel to bring them back to him. Ever since that first fall of man, when we created this chasm between us and God, slowly but surely over the centuries, he brought his people back to him. But just as signs in creation weren't enough, so words in the mouths of prophets weren't enough. He didn't want to settle for a message that was given through intermediaries. No, he wanted to come in person. That's what we celebrate today. A God who loves us so much that he wants to come in person. And what is our response to that? Because he gives us his whole self. That's the beauty of someone being there in person. Is that they give you their time at that moment. They give you their everything at that moment. That's what God's done for us. Can we do the same back for him? So what would it mean? What would it look like for us to respond with a love like his? Well, it means giving our whole person to God. Body, blood, soul, spirit, mind, everything. We have a word for it. It's called religion. And you see, religion, it's gotten a bad rap in these past several years, right? If you say to someone that you're religious, whoo, they're going to assume that there's some kind of trauma in your life that you're just trying to work through, because religious, we're beyond that. And in fact, you may hear very often this phrase, I'm spiritual, not religious. And the saddest thing about that phrase is that that person who says it has bought into the lie that you have to choose between the two. Very often, what they're getting at there is that they've they've seen some kind of a hypocrisy in a religious person. And so they've thought, I don't want that. I don't want that empty shell of exterior actions. I don't want this structure that I can hide behind and still be a bad person. So I don't want anything to do with religion. But religion and spirituality need each other as a body and a soul need each other. Right? Religion without spirituality, all the external trappings without this interior faith, hope, and love, yeah, that is worth criticizing. Because religion without spirituality is like a body without a soul, a lifeless corpse, something that's supposed to be animated with something great, but just sits there. But by that same token, spirituality without religion is just a ghost in search of a body. It's this vague interior notion that finds no exterior way of expressing itself. So we thank God today for our religion, because that is our way of showing up in person to the Lord. Now, it's expressed in various ways. It doesn't always mean coming and sitting in the pew. That's the peak. But it's supposed to be an expression of our entire lives. And you know, we need it. We need it not just because we were raised Catholic, because we were baptized into the faith. We need it because every human being is a religious being. Every single beating heart was made for religion, and in fact expresses a religion. We tend to try and categorize people very neatly in the religious people and everybody else. But really, everyone has a religious devotion to something. We just have a religious devotion to someone. But we can think of maybe people who are religiously devoted to football, right? To their team. They will move heaven and earth just to make sure that they can be there for every single game. They will change flights. They will ignore family. They will be there sitting before that screen. They will know every single detail about that roster. They will learn all of the complicated terminology that goes into the game. They will know the playbook front and back. They'll even wear liturgical colors, right? They're put on their jerseys for the game. And all of that's fine and good, right? We can get passionately involved in something, but the problem is when all of our religious energy goes there. Then Sunday rolls around and we go, well, God understands. See, that person, even though they might not be coming to Mass, is a religious person. It's just their religion is not Catholic Christianity. And all of us, if we're honest, spend our religious energy on so many other things. Right? I use the football example, but that's just because that one's easy and it's on our mind because the playoffs are coming up soon. All of us spend that beautiful spark that our Lord gave us to be able to dedicate ourselves entirely to something. He gave that to us for something greater. We use it on something lesser. And that's why this Christmas season, the joy of seeing the babe in the crib, of knowing a God who is totally devoted to us, can remind us that we are to be totally devoted to Him. I pray that during these weeks of the Christmas season, we can take stock, take inventory, and say, what religion have I actually been following in my actions? In the way that I use my time? And how can I this Christmas be converted to you, dear Lord? How can I be as dedicated to you through the virtue of religion as you are to me in your incarnation? All of us were created to dedicate ourselves wholeheartedly to something. Our God has dedicated His whole sacred heart to love of us. May we do the same for Him. You know, that hymn with which I started this homily, it ends on a beautiful note as well. It says, choose we now in freedom where we should belong. Let us turn to Jesus, let our choice be strong. May the great obedience which in Christ we see perfect all our service. Then we shall be free.